Hello, welcome to Something Positive for Positive People, all the way live from New Jersey, son. New Jersey. I don't even know if that's the accent. Hello, y'all. I made it to New York. It was a hell of a weekend, y'all. It was a hell of a week, to be completely honest. Today's Sunday. It is May 5th, and I'm coming off of just so much between the last minute cleaning, trying to sell stuff, packing, and making my flight. I went to the documentary screening for No Shame in This Game film at a mental health documentary festival. And I had a training to continue to teach the general exams that I've taught in Oregon. And then I had yoga therapy training, which is virtual and all day. It was yesterday and today. I just finished it up. I took a little bit of a break and I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get this podcast recording done, y'all. So I actually have a topic today, and the topic is going to be on who gave me herpes. So this is for anyone who is wondering who gave them herpes and they're allowing this to sort of run their life. You know, that may not be where you are, but I thought it was important that I spoke to this. I wrote an article for the Pornhub Sexual Wellness Center, and it was brought to my attention that people in Texas can't access it. I was looking at my analytics, and Texas is the number one state of people who have been looking for and finding something positive for positive people right now. It's Texas, Florida, New York are in the top three. I noticed that and I was like, wow, I didn't expect that. And so some people saw me post some screenshots of the article on Instagram and reached out about not being able to access the actual article because Texas actually banned Pornhub. So I will make a couple of announcements and then I'll just go into that topic. So if in case you're wondering, oh, Courtney's going to talk about, you know, his work stuff again, a little bit. So I'm here and this is what I'm doing, y'all. I'm running Something Positive for Positive People. I'm going through my yoga therapy training, and my goal is to be able to offer yoga therapy as a means of supporting people who are navigating their herpes diagnosis and stigma. That's what I'll do through the nonprofit. So along the way, what's going to happen is I'm going to have activities, I'm going to have work that I'll need to do, and I'll be reaching out about having people come in for yoga therapy. If you're serious about it, because I'm going to need a few case studies and I would like to get ahead of this. So if you're someone who is curious about or interested in yoga therapy, please contact me and I will get back to you by the time the conference is over on May 23rd. So if you haven't gotten tickets yet, please do so. This is shaping out to be what is going to be an awesome conference. Go to spfpp.org/conferences to sign up for that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to being able to offer an actual thing to be supportive to people with herpes. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, there will be things happening in the evening virtually. I have to figure out what that's going to look like. I want to host a weekly support group. One might be for men only, one's going to be for everyone. And then one of those days is also going to be a virtual yoga class. So I'm touching base with the Something Positive for Positive People members to see what's going to work for the people who are signed up for the membership. And then I have those dates. Okay, I'll stop there. Let's get into this episode. All right. Now, when it comes to our diagnosis, I think that it's fair to initially ask, who gave me herpes, right? You want to know that. That's a very valid question. Where did it come from? How did I get it, right? And I talked to someone, well, there's been a few people recently. If you don't know, I do donation-based support calls. And someone that I spoke to was really hung up on that and just unable to get past the thought of who gave me herpes. So I just asked her, I was like, yo, well, what would you do if you found out who gave you herpes? And she was like, I can get closure. And so I was like, well, no closure is closure, right? Like if the people you think gave you herpes told you they didn't give you herpes and you expect them to be lying, it's almost like you want something different from them than what they're going to give you. And I invite you to, if you're someone who does have herpes and you're listening to this and you thought about this, like, ask yourself, okay, if I knew who gave me herpes, what would that change? If I didn't know who gave me herpes, what would that change? And I want to go down both of those paths with you so that you can get an idea of just how this can play out, right? So to get to the point, let me get to the point and I'll work backwards. No matter what happens, you still have herpes. And you will have whatever emotions that you'll have. But ultimately, I think that we want a person to blame so that when we move on to disclose to people later down the road, what ends up happening is we can say, this other person did this to me. And this goes back to the victim mindset when we look at the work of David R. Hawkins, which those 20 yoga classes on letting go apply to herpes stigma and the emotions of a herpes diagnosis. This comes back to victimhood and being a victim and being able to blame others. And these are driven in those negative emotions, right? So what we're seeking out is sympathy from another person, mainly the person that we're disclosing to. And we have this belief that this is going to increase our chances of getting laid or being in a relationship with this person. We don't want them to view us any differently. So we want to project how we would view a person with herpes, right? We want to project, we end up projecting that onto the person who gave us herpes so that the way that you think the person you're disclosing to would feel about you for having herpes is going to be projected onto that person who gave you herpes, right? So we don't want to say, I don't know where I got it from because of how that sounds. Like, how does it sound to say I got this STD and I don't know who gave it to me, right? We don't sound like we know what we're talking about. And if we say that in a way that we don't know what we're talking about, then what does that mean for you? What that means is you've probably slept with a whole lot of people and you're reckless and you're not someone who can be trusted sexually. And we really just want to avoid that altogether. So we want this quote closure, but that's what it's disguised as. But the core of it is we want to be able to blame someone. We want to be able to have an object for our anger. And what David R. Hawkins in Letting Go says is that we really need to just allow the feeling, allow for it to come through without resisting it. And notice what it does to us. Notice what we feel from it. Notice what those payoffs are from being able to be angry. When we're angry, we get to make someone else bad so that we get to make ourselves good. And when we get to talking to other people, hey, this person is doing this thing, they're doing this bad thing, that just further validates our idea of what it means to be good or a good person, right? So that's the core of this. Now let's work backwards, all right? So I get diagnosed with herpes and I know exactly who gave it to me. I am going to spend my life attempting to make this person miserable. I might stay with this person and remind them on a regular basis that they did this to me. Oh, you better not leave me because ain't nobody else gonna want to be with you because you have herpes. And you better not plan on doing this to somebody else. Or it might be the other way. That person may be manipulating you. You know, you may not be the manipulator out of that guilt and that victimhood or guilt that you might be experiencing, and you want to make the other person feel guilty. So you're stuck in this relationship of resentment, just trying to hurt the other person in a way that you've been hurt. And you, in doing that, receive the payoff of not actually having to look at what that anger is really doing to you or what you're really feeling. Because underneath that, it might not be anger. It could be fear of being alone, fear of not finding a new person to be in relationship with you, because now you have this diagnosis that you have to disclose to people. And it sucks. It sucks to have to tell people that you have herpes. But you know what? Sometimes it doesn't. in the experiences that I've had telling people I've had herpes, I can tell you more people that I've said I have herpes to have also said that they have it, or their response has not been a negative response like we expect. I think we expect people to really just be mean to us. We expect people to tell other people. We expect them to throw a drink in our face. I don't know. But that's not what people out here are doing. It's 2024. More people are much more lenient than what we want to give credit for. And they're much more understanding than what we would have assumed that a person would do if we tell them that we have herpes. So as long as you're telling people before you're sexual with them, before you put them at risk for contracting the virus, there shouldn't be any issues. You should be able to just tell them that you have herpes, but it does so much more harm to ourselves when we allow ourselves to project our anger onto another person because they gave us herpes. And from what we know, like if you're listening to this podcast, you're a very intelligent person enough to know that, you know, we don't always know what our herpes status is. And we're also not asking people regularly, oh, have you been tested for herpes? When was your last test? What were the results? I'm not going to have sex with you until we get that test in. I'm not going to have sex with you without a condom until we get that test in. We're not doing these things. So when we get upset at the person who gave us herpes, and I'm going to say this, but most of the time, the person who gave it to us didn't know. And there's very, you know, small fraction extremes where a person knew and then had sex with us. And then there's a smaller percentage of people who knowingly were intimate with a person who has herpes and then got it from them. So we really got to stop beating ourselves up about trying to find out who gave us herpes. The other end of this is never finding out who gave us herpes. That can really eat you up if you're unwilling to deal with the feelings that you have about now having herpes. Why do you need to find out who did this to you? Why do you have to make it a story about something being done to you? Why can't this just have been an outcome of a positive, pleasurable experience, hopefully, right? That's all we can hope for, right? We want to have sex. We want to connect with people. We want to be intimate with them. And one way that we do that is through sex. And through sex, there are potential outcomes that we can find ourselves in that, while maybe less desired, are just an inherent possibility of engaging with said thing or person or activity. So I want to be very clear here that I'm not, you know, I don't want to shame anybody. I don't want to shame you or like upset you further, but I am going to challenge you. You're going to be triggered a little bit by this statement, but it doesn't matter. Who gave you herpes does not matter. What does matter is why you feel the need to know, and you have to be willing to deal with that emotion underneath that. If you're unwilling to deal with that, you're going to be forever trapped in this cycle of guilt, of victimhood. You're going to be in this state of self-hate and resentment that's building up. And all of these are, as we talked about, if you have participated in the Letting Go series, if you're a Something Positive for Positive People member, you have access to that. All you have to do is go to spfpp.org/letting go, all one word, just spfpp.org/letting go. Only members have access to this. So if you're not a member, join up, become a member, and you can watch those 20 classes, and it'll speak to every aspect of this that I'm talking about here right now, but just in a little bit more specific context. When we look at anger and we look at these negative emotions, there's an underlying feeling of fear underneath that, right? And I spoke a little bit about the fear that keeps us in a relationship, but the fear of not being in a relationship, right? So now if we don't know who gave us herpes, then that says a lot about us. That means that we are seen as a person who can't be committed to or won't be committed to, right? Or maybe we don't want to do the committing. There's a number of thoughts that can come out of this, but really what it comes down to is identifying the feeling so that you can experience the feeling. Look at the emotional payoff of the feeling, or maybe there's physical payoffs of said feeling of being angry. So if you are in fact an angry person about this, or if you have anger about your diagnosis, you just aren't taught how to manage and navigate that anger. It's not something that needs to be dealt with or pushed out. What it needs to be is felt. It needs to have space held for it in order to be surrendered, so that you can, instead of pushing it down with effort and energy, you can take what's underneath that as energy to get you into more positive states of emotions. And what this looks like from a perspective of someone who has decided, okay, you know, I really feel like I need to know who gave me herpes so that when I do disclose in the future, I can say, hey, this person did this to me. Why do I feel that way? Oh, because of guilt. Why do I feel guilt? I feel guilt because what I'm looking for is sympathy. This wasn't fair. Someone did this to me and I want them to suffer. It's not fair that I have to suffer, because we know that when we disclose to a person that they might not want to have sex with us, and we have to accept that. That's the reality of it. And, you know, if someone were to have given us that choice before, maybe we wouldn't have wanted to have sex with them. And that's another thing that we just really have to understand and be willing to accept. So much of it is, damn, I wouldn't have sex with someone who had herpes and told me that. And now we expect that from another person. And being on the other side of that, it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't. And it's not just that it doesn't feel good, but we're afraid of what it actually feels like. We can say a thing doesn't feel good, but when we talk about the actual emotion and then we have to actually experience said emotion, that's scary. And that's really what we're afraid of. So we really want to surrender that fear that's underneath the anger by experiencing it, by just letting ourselves feel it. You don't even have to put words to it, but if you're not there yet, being able to talk through it and say, here's why I feel this way. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm really feeling. Here are some things that I'm afraid of. Here's what I get out of this. And then you have to let all of that go. You gotta let that go, y'all. And this might be a little bit of tough love, but I'm gonna be honest. It don't matter. It don't matter who gave you herpes. Like, maybe not knowing who gave you herpes is in fact the best thing for us. And what we can do is just take it as, all right, we made a choice that led to an outcome. Period. And so what is it that we prioritize in life? Now it becomes a matter of looking at whatever that priority is, and let that priority be, you know, if you have a family, right? Take care of your family. If you are in fact looking for a relationship, this isn't something that stops you from looking, from finding the kind of relationship that you want to be in, but it can if you allow it to be. One of the things that we talk about in the yoga series of letting go is the power of choice. And so much of the negativity that we face, the negativity that we experience, it comes from an absence of choice. We are unaware that we have the power to make a choice, all right? And in that absence of awareness of said choice, there's limited options, to say it the best way I can put it. We have limited options, or no options is what it feels like. And when we operate from that place, it becomes a place out of a place of survival. And that place of survival is rooted in our lower chakras. And that's a lower level of consciousness on the scale of emotions, because we're doing things out of survival, out of necessity, and out of the need for connection, out of the need for sex and sexual contact. That's where our decisions are coming from. We don't have an abundance of options. We're not choosing. We're not being intentional about things. And we're just going. We're just doing what we're doing. And that's it. What would it look like for you to be able to choose? What does it look like for you to give your power back to yourself? What does that look like? Huh? How fascinating would it be for all of the energy that you put into those late night searches online, trying to find a cure for herpes, trying to find a way to get around having to disclose to somebody, trying to find a way to just not have to say anything, to act like this doesn't exist? What would it feel like if all of that energy, all of that time, all of those tears, if you were able to get that shit back right now? What would you do with it? What kind of priorities would you have? Where would you direct that energy if it couldn't be into anything regarding your herpes diagnosis? Where would you put that shit? And if you don't have an answer to that, you ain't living. You should be able to put that toward a skill, toward your work, toward your passion, toward your relationship, if at the very minimum, toward yourself. How can you reinvest all of that energy that you put into this, that you probably are still putting into who gave me herpes, right? Just asking the question alone is an energy suck. I'm asking it because I don't know. I don't know who gave me herpes. It became so much more important to me that other people got to a place where that doesn't matter than it was for me to find out that here I am, 11 years after my diagnosis, I didn't prioritize looking for a cure. I didn't prioritize looking for a way to get around disclosing. What I prioritized was living my life. I started going through this whole self-help journey. I started practicing yoga. I started to listen to podcasts and audiobooks on topics that I was interested in. And everything continued to point back to just prioritizing what's important to you. Operate from a place of power and choice. Be intentional. These are all the things that are most important, right? Like, even if you need to know who gave you herpes and you know why that is and you know the emotional state, like if you just want to know who gave me herpes because I really want to give them a hug. I want to know who gave me herpes so I can tell them how much they changed my life, how they've changed so many other people's lives through me as well. But a lot of us just want to know if they knew. We want to know what their intention was. We want to know if they did this to hurt us. We really want to know things that we won't get an accurate answer to. You know, if there was a way, if you had one wish, right, would this be what your wish was? Why are you prioritizing it then? I just want to know who gave me herpes. Because then what happens is when you find out, there's going to be more questions you have that you might not get an answer to. And then there's more energy that goes into that particular person, that situation, your diagnosis. Herpes don't deserve all that. All herpes wants is a place to live and the nerves. That's it. And you're that host for it. Herpes just chose you to live in because you have an environment that it can inhabit. So what happens when you just start to look at it like that? When you start to look at it to where it is such an insignificance, and the starting point really is finding something that has significance in your life, prioritize that and watch how insignificant herpes becomes. Look at how insignificant your herpes diagnosis becomes. So what this is really about is the anger that may come up from the thought, who gave me herpes? We're mad. We're mad that we don't know. We're mad that we want to find out. But then when we find out, that's not going to do anything except for justify the anger externally. When what needs to happen is that we need to understand and experience. We don't even have to understand. Let me say that. We just need to experience that anger so that it can be surrendered, so that we can have the energy necessary to be applied to what our own individual priority is. So that said, y'all, if you like this podcast episode, I invite you to join the Something Positive for Positive People membership. It's spfpp.org/membership. And if you don't know what I'm talking about with the Letting Go series or the yoga, Just go to spfpp.org/yoga and you can see one of the classes. I think I put two of them up. I put two of the classes on the website as examples to give you an understanding and an idea of what the yoga and meditation classes are, in fact, all about. Okay, so check those out. Let me know what you think. If you have any feedback, guidance, if you want to be a part of the live classes, let me know. But I'll have yoga classes uploaded weekly. Like I said, I moved. I just got to New Jersey, y'all. And that concludes the episode. But I got a couple of announcements if y'all down to stick around. Just a couple of opportunities for us to get together, meet, and have community. So the closest thing is going to be the Something Positive for Positive People Conference. If you bought a ticket and you would like to be entered into a drawing to win a hat, one of those hats that says Stigma with the red line through it that I've been wearing, let me know and I'll put you in the drawing. We got a decent amount of hats, so honestly, like, if the first like 15 people that tell me they want a hat, like, I can just mail them to you. But that's what I need you to do. I'm only giving these away to conference participants as a courtesy of one of our sponsors of the conference, WISP, WISP. This is essentially a women's sexual wellness and reproductive health brand. It's virtual. They do a lot of things. One of which is they have different medications that you can get sent to you discreetly. And yeah, I invite you to check them out. They're a sponsor of the conference. And yeah, we got some hats. All right. The next thing coming up, we're going to be doing some workshops. If you are interested in kink, BDSM, non-monogamy, play parties, even, I'm going to be providing some educational workshops to a group called Life Itself. And Life Itself is in New York City, and they bounce back and forth to, I believe, London, somewhere in the UK. I want to say it's London. And they host parties. They host theme parties. You'll hear from them more as they're going to be involved with our September 29th event. And I'll be announcing some other things that are going on. I'm in New Jersey so that I could be closer to New York City so that I can put more of these events together. I think that these are going to be phenomenal opportunities for us to heal in community. And for us to be able to see people out in the wild and, you know, be able to engage with one another. So on the website, if you go to the offerings tab, you'll see tickets to the September 29th event. It's going to be a day long event of workshops. People will be able to come together and we'll have vendors. We'll try and have some refreshments and food. I'm reaching out to sponsors for this so that I can make it a bomb ass event for people with herpes to be able to come to and just have a good positive experience among one another, y'all. Like, I know it's way too many dope individuals that I've connected with on a one-to-one basis. I would love for y'all to be able to connect with each other. And, you know, there might be some relationships that pop off as a result of it. But I don't see enough men showing up. There's a lot of heterosexual women or women who are interested in men, but ain't no men showing up. So it's interesting because my girl told me, she was just like, you know what, Courtney, like, the men need you. I mean, the women who are looking for this, men need you. And I felt that. And I was like, you know what? Let me go to New York and start putting these events together. Let me start, you know, marketing these things, because I'm going to be real, y'all. I don't believe in the dating apps for people with herpes. I really believe, arguably don't believe in dating apps. Like, and there are success stories. There's success stories, but that shit lazy. Get out there and meet people. Come out, spend some money, get you a ticket, show up to these events, socialize, talk to people, like, get in front of people when you can be present with one another rather than texting a dozen different people throughout the day, forgetting who you said what to. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, let's get together, y'all. But more on events and everything, I'll have stuff up on the website, between workshops and, events and all the good stuff, y'all. It's coming. Bear with me. I'm moving into my place. I'm settling in, and then I'll be able to get into a routine for us to where we can connect on a consistent basis. All right. Till next time. Peace out.